Bagpipe Brothers in studio with me. And what are you wanting to do? Are you wanting to relive the prestigious Masters?
Tradition unlike any other
tradition.
I watched the Masters this past weekend and was very depressed at the results.
The Masters. Rory on the 16th green. He bogeys.
All right. I didn't even see the 18th shot because they didn't pick it up on the camera.
Yeah, I didn't even show you where the second shot was. All right, so what are we doing here?
Well, we had our picks last week, and Giddens picked the winner.
Yep, he lucked up. You know, even a blind hog can find an acorn every now and then.
He did go on a big limb, though, picking the previous year's winner.
Yeah, he went way out there.
Hey, it hadn't happened very often.
But what we did was is we selected five players.
Yeah.
I want you to tell me the average finish of each of our five player teams.
Yeah, so just to preface this, they didn't make the cut, we had a couple of those. We just went with 55.
Who had a couple of those?
Giddens had one and I had one.
And I didn't?
No.
Okay.
Also, I had a guy that made the cut, but then was absolutely abysmal on the weekend. So he was 54th.
Well, you know what? That's
he had a little too much monkey gland sauce after Friday.
You know what a lot of people that play the Masters that finish 54th say? They pay pretty well for 54th.
Yeah.
So here we go.
All right.
Finishing in third place with an average finish of 30, Michael Giddens.
Thank you.
Comprised of a team of Charles Schwartzel, the winner Rory McIlroy, Bryson DeChambeau, Ludwig Åberg, and Keegan Bradley.
DeChambeau was eating dinner at his house on Friday night.
Hey, I, to be fair, if I knew that this is how we were going to do this, I would not have picked Schwartzel. I picked Schwartzel purely for fun.
Okay, all right. Who would you have picked?
I don't know. I wouldn't have picked Schwartzel.
Where did you finish, Bow Wow?
In second place, it's me. With an average finish of 29.8.
So you were much better than him.
Yeah.
0.2 of a point, Giddens.
I had John Rahm, who is awful, considering he was the favorite going into the thing. Minwoo Lee, who is also one of the better golfers heading into it, didn't even make the cut. Patrick Reed, who was in the top five going into the final day and disappeared.
He puked on himself.
Justin Thomas, who I picked as just a homeboy favorite. He didn't finish well. And then Justin Rose, another Masters where he just craps himself.
Well, so who finished first? I did.
And in first place with an average finish of 12.4.
12. I doubled.
Only had one guy finish below 12.
I doubled both of you.
Scotty at second. Cameron Young at third. Brooks Koepka at 12th. And your worst one, Tommy Fleetwood, for 33rd, and then Jordan Spieth at 12.
You sure are excited about picking a bunch of losers. I'm the only one that picked the winner.
Losers?
Yeah, you picked a bunch of guys that all finished below first place.
Okay. Other than putting a green jacket on, I'm going to ask Balvin this. Why would they play this tournament?
Money.
Let's add up what my five made and what your five made, and they might be able to buy you a Whopper.
I think McIlroy alone can buy me quite a bit.
That's true, but the other five, you'll be buying some saltine crackers.
I also feel like McIlroy got a home court advantage having played the course like 1,000 times in the past month.
Yeah, it's just,
And everybody else is out there playing the U.S. Open and everything under the sun.
I hope he has monkey gland sauce on his. He's from the same place Charles Schwartz was from.
No, he's from Ireland.
Trying to tell you where he was born. I ain't talking about where he's from. I said from, but telling you, y'all just don't know. All right. So what else were we talking about with the Masters?
David, I have unfortunate news for you. He was born in Hollywood County down Northern Ireland.
Nope.
And he resides in Jupiter, Florida.
He lived most of his life in Northern Ireland.
Where is Jupiter, Florida at? What part of Florida? Is that
northmost town in Palm Beach County.
Where's Palm Beach?
It's 84 miles north of Miami and 15 miles north of West Palm Beach.
That's all the way down there in Miami then. I thought Jupiter was up in the panhandle somewhere. I didn't know.
By Juneau Beach.
Juneau Beach. I've actually been to Pompano Beach, which is about 40 minutes away from Miami.